Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones open. If you want to join the show, you can. Here, the number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. We're talking about different areas of the world and acceptance of cryptocurrency and different approaches to this. So here in New Hampshire, we've got an amazing network of freedom-loving people who have migrated here, as the three of us have. We're all migrants. Chris, you came from New Jersey.
That's correct.
Nobody, I think, were you in Florida before you moved here?
I was in Florida. I went back to Michigan briefly before I came here.
And I was in Florida, so none of us knew each other prior to migrating here. So the fact that we have now thousands of people who have moved here for instance, the Free State Project, or some of them didn't even join the Free State Project. Many people just came here.
I'm actually surprised at how many people haven't joined the Free State Project.
Yeah, there's a lot. And yeah. So thousands of liberty-loving activists moved here, and many of them moved way prior to, I moved in 2006. Nobody, I think you came here 08, if I recall correctly. So before crypto even became a thing, a lot of the Free Staters were here using things like silver, to do exchanges, because we value the idea of getting away from the government money, the fiat money, which is essentially a system to rob you.
And most of us still do exchanges in precious metal.
Yeah, I do a lot more now that I'm prohibited from using cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
They didn't prohibit me from using gold. But
it's kind of funny because they took your gold.
They sure did. But anyway, so we're talking about the Crypto 6 case there. If you want to learn more about that, go to thecrypto6.com, but that's not the focus here. So here in New Hampshire, we've got an amazing community of freedom lovers that are accepting cryptocurrency. They're accepting gold backs and silver and other things like that. And that is unbeatable. There's just nothing like that anywhere on the planet. However, some places have some really killer crypto activists, like we're learning here at St. Martin, which is an island in the Caribbean, might be the top location on the planet for local businesses accepting cryptocurrency voluntarily.
Mm.
Now, there's another place on the planet, El Salvador, that made a lot of headlines last year when the president of El Salvador, who's this like 40-year-old guy that wears a backwards baseball cap, he's like Mr. Cool president guy, but he's also, of course, a dictator. He announced that El Salvador was going to become the first country on the planet to make Bitcoin legal tender. And, well, there was a right way to do it, and there's a wrong way to do it. The right way to do it would simply to be to proclaim it and to say, all right, Bitcoin's now legal tender. Have at it,
Yeah.
And the wrong way to do it was
not
the way they did it.
Not in the sense that, because a lot of people think legal tender means you have to accept it.
Yeah.
And that's not the sense in which you're using the term.
True.
You're just saying, basically, we're not going to tax you going into crypto, and we're not going to tax you coming out of crypto.
I mean, does it even mean that, technically? Well, legal tender does tend to mean that it is mandatory to accept for debts, at least in the United States, that's the terminology.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a debt with somebody, then you don't have to pay them in dollars. You can pay them, for whatever they're asking.
Hmm.
But I want to jump into this story here about this. So they did it the wrong way. They did it the mandatory way. And now the president of the country has sort of walked that back by saying, well, we're not going to enforce that aspect of the law. But it's in there. And a lot of the corporations have jumped the hoops. So you can go to McDonald's in El Salvador and you can pay with Bitcoin.
So that
has happened. Now, a lot of the other people, the individuals, the mom-and-pop businesses, not so much. And there's a story here from restofworld.com. It's all about this, looking back at the last now basically 6 or 7 months of this experiment in El Salvador. So I'm going to jump into this here. So when El Salvador officially made Bitcoin legal tender in September of 2021, Jose Bonilla was one of the first citizens to sign up for a government-backed digital wallet that lets anyone use a cryptocurrency. The 23-year-old Salvadoran, who runs a shoe store with his family in the tourist town of Concepcion de Atacó, was looking forward to trying out the technology. He'd heard that it would reduce costs and speed up payments. After a few days of overcoming technical glitches, Bonilla was up and running and accepting payments in Bitcoin from customers. But the shine soon wore off. By February of this year, Bonilla's list of complaints about Bitcoin was long. The only available Bitcoin ATM was too far away. The government helpline was slow. And the price, too volatile. One day he lost a $25 transaction from a customer due to technical issues and never heard back from the digital wallet's customer service team. He said, "I decided not to use it anymore."
Wow.
And he's not the only one. 6 months since El Salvador's Bitcoin law came into effect, adoption of the cryptocurrency remains patchy. Even on Bitcoin Beach, a rugged strip of Salvadoran coastline that has become a mecca for crypto disciples, the transition has been challenging. When rest of the world visited shortly after the law came into force, some were still unsure about Bitcoin. Coconut vendor Dina Ponce said she was able to make more sales by expanding to accept digital payments for the first time, but she didn't fully understand the technology and the value of Bitcoin hadn't risen enough to give her the savings she'd hoped for. Other businesses around Bitcoin Beach said they'd given up on Bitcoin and reverted to accepting only cash. Quote, "We were losing money because of the way the currency loses value," said 21-year-old Axel Medina, who helped his family run a surf school and restaurant. "It was difficult to maintain our business like that." Now, obviously, these objections that you're hearing from these folks are people who don't fully understand or have any real grasp of what they've gotten into.
No, they don't.
And that's one of the problems that comes in when, you know, the government puts a gun to your head and says, okay, thou must accept. You know, okay, well, I have to do this now. They didn't take the time to actually learn about it. We know that the price of Bitcoin can go up and down, but these people had the experience of, guess what happened after El Salvador started accepting Bitcoin? The price went down.
Yeah.
And it started to go down until it finally hit, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you got to play with it a little bit and understand it a little bit before you can really begin to get confident. And then over enough time, if you keep accepting it and you keep using it, you understand the value in it because you can see it. But in a very short term, if you get on board and it's in the middle, it's going down, and people aren't paying for you, it might seem like you're losing money, but it's not necessarily the case over the course of a longer period of time.
Yes, had they held on to it, they may have been very happy after a year or two or whatever, but that doesn't help you make the rent payment that month.
Right. And this is why, if you're so desperate, right, if you were getting most of your sales in crypto, in Bitcoin, for example, you might have a problem.
But I doubt that was the majority.
That's not the case. Yeah. So it's not an issue.
They were able to walk away from it, so
and,
obviously it's a very small amount of their sales.
And not only that, but there are still some issues with cryptocurrencies that are not perfect, or at least the ones people are mostly using.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that there aren't cryptocurrencies that are more stable and don't have these huge swings in price.
That's true. There are other options.
It's one of these things where it might make sense to say have some Bitcoin or have some other crypto, but use a stable coin for acceptance or payments or whatever, and then you can choose what you. And I haven't.
Unfortunately, that would take some serious research, right? Somebody would have to learn about what a stable coin is, figure out which ones to accept,
and some of these things are problems mostly because the tools don't fully exist today.
They really don't.
Straightforward and simple.
Yeah. There's hardly any payment apps. I mean, AnyPay is one of them, but they don't have stable coins there. Bitcoin Cash is another. They've got the Bitcoin Cash. There's a certain app called the Marketplace or something like that.
Like they say, we're still in the early days of crypto. It is becoming more widespread in spite of the hiccups. And I'm not surprised. It's because there are people who are seeing and understanding the value, who have held it a while. And, as more people begin to understand it, you're going to see increasing growth. So
when Nayib Bukele, who is the president of El Salvador, first announced the Bitcoin law in June of 2021, he made a grand promise to his citizens. Adopting Bitcoin, he said, would digitize the economy, decrease dependence on the U.S. dollar, lower remittance fees, which is absolutely true, which account for about 20% of the country's gross domestic product. So there's a lot of people that have family in, say, the United States, and they send money down to their relatives in El Salvador over things like Western Union and MoneyGram.
Yikes.
Right? And they're taking huge percentages.
Ooh, absolutely.
These remittances are very, very expensive. And if you can send Bitcoin down to your loved ones, and then they can walk to a Bitcoin vending machine or an ATM or two-way unit in the streets, and they do have these in El Salvador.
Or just spend it on tacos.
Yeah, this could be a huge game changer for people that are accepting remittances. They could get more of the remittance that their loved ones are trying to send to them. So I definitely agree with some of the reasons behind this, but the way...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. We're talking about the Bitcoin experiment down in El Salvador, which has been a very interesting one. those of us who believe in voluntary choice are not big fans of the way this thing was implemented. But that said, there are some lessons to be learned. There are some interesting stories to be told about what has happened in El Salvador in the last 6 or 7 months. Their experiment, this brazen experiment, that I do appreciate some of this, right? Like, I appreciate the fact that the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, started threatening the El Salvadoran government over this, saying you need to undo this or else.
Yeah.
And the president of El Salvador responded by tweeting a Simpsons meme back at them and just basically blew them off. So
what was the Simpsons meme? Do you remember?
I'll have to see if I can dig it up for you. It was funny. It was pretty funny.
I'm still waiting for the president of El Salvador to be taken out by the U.S. government.
Well, they're not happy about it either. There's actually recent news just this week.
Yeah.
There was a bill that is being filed by the U.S. Senator House or whatever, but one of them. Yeah. And there's a bill that says they want the U.S. government to start writing reports like every month or something on what's happening with Bitcoin down in El Salvador because they believe it's a threat to the U.S. dollar.
Yeah. That's the whole point of Bitcoin from the very beginning.
So on the world scene, this has had some interesting waves. So I support him in that area, like just him flipping the bird to the kill post on his social media about how awful fiat is.
Yeah,
he will come straight out and say that. So I do value him for that, but I just don't appreciate the mandate.
Yeah, this is like, you know, one draconian government against another draconian government, right?
Well, he's now positioning himself as this sort of leader of the free world, which of course is not true about El Salvador. Mm-hmm. It is not a free place, but that's what he's trying to act like. And anyway, that aside, let's jump back into the story here from restofworld.org. They pointed out here that El Salvador could become the first country to prove the transformative power of cryptocurrency on a national scale. It's difficult to get a full picture of the scope of Bitcoin adoption in the country, however. In January, the government endorsed a report that at least 4 million users, which is nearly the entire population of the country, had been verified as authentic users of the government's wallet in the past several weeks. But in March, a survey released by the Chamber of Commerce and Industry reported that 86% of the businesses contacted said they had never conducted a transaction using Bitcoin. Interviews with dozens of Salvadoran citizens, economists, and technology developers reveal cracks in the project. Since launching, the initiative has been plagued with technical glitches, while tensions have arisen from the mismatch between Bitcoin's decentralized ethos and El Salvador's authoritarian government. As Bukele continues to double down on Bitcoin, his interest now appears to be less about getting everyday Salvadorans to accept the cryptocurrency and more about addressing his administration's economic troubles and boosting his own image.
If he can stick around a couple more years, I think his problems will be solved.
If the price of Bitcoin goes up in that time, it'll make him look pretty good. Alex Gladstein, the chief strategy officer for the Human Rights Foundation, said, "Why did he do this? Well, to me, it's kind of obvious. He did it for self-interest and to get famous." El Salvador's association with Bitcoin started in 2019 on Bitcoin Beach in the town of El Zante. That's where an evangelical surfer named Mike Peterson teamed up with a local resident, Jorge Valenzuela, to transform the small coastal town into a circular economy built around the cryptocurrency. Seeing potential for nationwide application, President Bukele announced his Bitcoin law at the cryptocurrency conference in Miami in June of 2021. The law made El Salvador the first country to accept Bitcoin as legal tender and required businesses to accept it as payment. Again, that's what the law says, but he says that won't be enforced.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with this is that when you, and this happens all the time, this is not something exclusive to El Salvador, you know, you've got these politicians that will pass these laws, and then they won't enforce these laws, except they will enforce them when they want to put pressure on somebody, and they'll use them selectively.
Right.
And that's the danger of basically passing laws that nobody reads, or there's a lot of people who, they just go unenforced,
In El Salvador, Bukele proclaimed during the video speech at his at the conference, he says, "We're trying to start the design of a country for the future," unquote. To lay the groundwork for the transition, the government spearheaded development of technology that would make it possible for citizens to buy and sell using Bitcoin, including a digital wallet called Chivo, which literally means goat in Spanish, but is also slang in Salvador. Cool. Users could use the Chivo wallet to reach or to receive or send cryptocurrency funds. Think Venmo or PayPal, but for Bitcoin. But here's the thing. They didn't need to reinvent the wheel.
Nope.
There were already, I don't know, 50 different cryptocurrency wallets out there, all of them except Bitcoin, right? Like, there's a ton of Bitcoin accepting wallets on the marketplace, and they, a lot of them have had development for many years.
Yeah, and this is the thing. Like, I could understand if they had some objective, right? Like, they were trying to make it easier to use or streamlining something. I could kind of understand why they come out with their own wallet. That's not what happened. That's not the reason for this, clearly.
I'd really like to know what they were thinking when they decided to have their own wallet. I mean, there's got to be wallets that are in Spanish.
Central control. This is a custodial wallet, which means the owner of the keys that unlocks the Bitcoin is the government.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the individual who holds the wallet. So control, of course, was likely their primary goal. But they might say that ease of use was the reason. So the government has refused to provide details about the corporation that developed and owns this wallet. But the rest of world has interviewed some of the private firms involved with the rollout. A U.S.-based cryptocurrency company called Athena Bitcoin plays the largest role. They met with Athena Bitcoin CEO Eric Gravengard in his offices in San Benito, where he described how the company first got involved with the experiment. They were originally focused on building Bitcoin ATMs, which let their users exchange fiat for cryptocurrency or vice versa. In the U.S. in 2019, he, who knew about Bitcoin Beach through a mutual friend, offered to provide one of them for the project. He visited El Salvador in February of last year, or sorry, 2020, to help install the machine, which was El Zante's first of any description, first ATM at all. Over the first following months, he fielded calls from people in El Salvador who told him they were driving to El Zante, 50 kilometers away from San Salvador, just to use his ATM, so he decided to send a couple more. Those new ATMs were being processed in customs when President Bukele announced the Bitcoin law. Gravengard said the administration asked if the company wanted to do a ribbon-cutting ceremony and install more than 200 ATMs across El Salvador. These would later become Chivo-branded machines. Quote, "We came to El Salvador without a political agenda. We came here because we are Bitcoiners," he said. Or this was one of their directors. Soon, Athena also took on a bigger project, designing the front-end software for the Chivo wallet, as well as a point-of-sale system called AthenaPay that would allow the stores to accept Bitcoin. Actually, sending Bitcoin back and forth can be expensive and slow and requires a certain level of technical know-how. Athena's ATMs would be useless if the average Salvadoran didn't have a wallet that they could use to buy and sell Bitcoin in a fast and cost-effective manner. By December, 950 AthenaPay terminals had been installed and were in use across the country. So that's a pretty impressive rollout.
Yeah.
Hundreds of ATMs in a country of a few million people makes Bitcoin, in theory, fairly accessible. What could go wrong?
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to meet on Saturday with Ukraine refugees in Poland. Meanwhile, on Friday, the president doubled down on his assertion that Russian President Vladimir Putin is a war criminal.
The single most important thing that can do from the outset is keep the democracies united in our opposition and our effort to curtail the devastation that is occurring at the hands of a man who, quite frankly, think is a war criminal.
Nearly 100 cities could break record high temperatures by the end of this weekend. Temperatures from California to Texas could be 10 to 20 degrees above normal. Folks in the desert southwest seeing highs in the mid to upper 90s. USA Radio News. President Biden makes a big announcement on his overseas trip.
Early Friday morning, President Biden announced the United States and European leaders have created a task force focused on helping to cut the European Union's heavy reliance on Russian fossil fuels. The broad outline calls for the United States working with international partners to find another 15 billion cubic meters of liquid natural gas for Europe this year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Drinking coffee may actually benefit the heart, contrary to many concerns. Three different studies published this week show that drinking 2 to 3 cups of coffee per day is associated with a 10 to 15% lower risk of heart disease or failure or early death for any reason. The study's senior author says while many people worry coffee could worsen heart issues since it can quicken the heart rate, the study's findings show it had either a neutral effect or was associated with heart health benefits. USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Bring up whatever you want. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're sharing with you an interesting story about what has been happening in El Salvador. Ever since September of last year, when they sort of mandated that businesses have to accept Bitcoin, it's in the law, but it's supposedly not being enforced, at the very least on the mom-and-pop businesses out there, because it would be a real bad look. Like, it would look really bad if they started arresting a 70-year-old guy who doesn't even want a cell phone, right?
Yeah.
who doesn't care about Bitcoin. So they haven't gone that far with it, but it's still been an absolute mess of a rollout because they do have a government Bitcoin wallet that they hired a private company to design for them. Of course, you know, it's good that the government themselves didn't try to do it, but it's still an absolute mess. There have been huge problems. But they're kind of going into the history behind this situation. There's a company called Athena Bitcoin that actually is a Bitcoin ATM company. I've actually seen their name here in the United States. They have Bitcoin locations, Bitcoin ATM locations here. And they ended up having like 950 terminals set up by the end of the year last year across El Salvador. But as a lot of people ended up discovering, it was a bit of a mess to try using this wallet at all, the Chivo wallet, as it's called. So let me go on here with the story from restofworld.org. The amount paid to each company involved in the Chivo rollout is unknown. Reporting from Salvadoran and U.S. outlets estimates the government has spent upwards of millions of dollars on this. In September, when the Bitcoin law came into effect, Athena's stock price briefly shot up over 600%. The boss of Athena describes himself as a libertarian and sees no contradiction in El Salvador's Bitcoin ecosystem being controlled by the Bukele administration. He told Rest of World, money is social. At some point, says the article, as a participant in the economy, you have to cede some control and trust someone else, whether it is the developer of an app, a bank, or a government. He said, I don't particularly want to live in a world where I don't trust anyone. He said, it's not a happy world.
I mean, there is one good thing about this, is they're not mandating the Chivo app. And you can apparently use whatever app you want in order to make a payment.
Correct. They are incentivizing Chivo, however. They're giving, I believe, $30 worth of Bitcoin to any El Salvadoran who successfully sets the app
up.
That's
true.
And they do have to do some know your customer. They have to ID themselves or whatever. But a Bitcoin adoption over the last 6 months has not gone smoothly, according to the story here. For one, El Salvador is a country where cash is king. Almost 70% of the population is unbanked. Critics say the country's Bitcoin transition leaves behind those who don't have a smartphone, mainly older Salvadorans, and those without internet access.
I mean, you know, this seems kind of manipulative to say it and phrase it like that, because ultimately, yes, there are some people who are not going to be able to get, you know, be advantaged, gain something from this, mm-hmm. but is that really a good reason to hurt everybody else?
They're not losing anything by it.
Yeah, no, that's true. Right.
In 2019, about 50% of the population was not online. Further, many El Salvadorans were clueless about Bitcoin when they found out their country planned to make it legal tender. One poll of about 1,300 of them by the Central American University leading up to the rollout showed only about 10% of respondents fully understood cryptocurrency. I don't know what they mean when they say fully understood.
I don't know that I fully understand cryptocurrency.
I would be considered an expert. And I don't fully understand crypto. But Alejandro Mullins, who works at Athena Bitcoin and whose job it is to get merchants to download and use the Chivo wallet, told Rest of World his own mother has yet to sign up for her Chivo wallet. Some of those who've signed up have complained of technical issues with the Chivo app, including accounts created through identity fraud, lost transactions, and receiving error codes when trying to make payments. And there's nothing more frustrating in a cryptocurrency transaction, or what would be a cryptocurrency transaction, than the failure of the wallet or the receiving end or whatever, the failure of the transaction. And that is so frustrating. And then to have to call up a government help line,
yeah.
That adds insult
to
injury.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. In September of 2021, Eunice Malara, which remember, September's when this started. This is when they officially began this experiment. A 22-year-old medical student waited in line behind dozens of people at a Chivo ATM in San Salvador shortly after launch. She was excited to try out the app, but saw an erroneous balance on her account. When she contacted the government call center, they couldn't resolve the issue and told her they'd open a case. Quote, it hasn't worked all day, she said, and I had to call the call center, and they told me they'd open a case, she said to Rest of World. She hoped to have more luck resolving the issue in person. Others have more ideological complaints about the technology. Software developer in his mid-30s learned about the project along with the rest of the world when Bukele announced it in June of 2021. He said it took us all by surprise. He took an interest, Mr. Gomez took an interest in the digital infrastructure the Salvadoran government was building for its transition to Bitcoin, including the Chivo wallet, which is known as a custodial wallet. Custodial wallets address a common problem for cryptocurrency users. Bitcoin payments employ the blockchain, a process by which every transaction is logged in a digital ledger and then verified through a computational process. Users hold a public key, which assigns them to their Bitcoin holdings, and a private key, which allows them to access their funds. But this can cause problems. Users who lose their key, their private key, for instance, can never recover their Bitcoin. With a custodial wallet, a third party holds the keys so that users don't have to worry about losing them. And that is a really good argument for a custodial wallet. There's no doubt about it. Because there are a lot of people who, they cannot remember their password to save their life. They don't know where they put the 12 backup words, and they've lost their Bitcoin. So I get why people value a custodial wallet.
You know, I do too.
But this puts the government in custody of your funds, and that's the worst kind of custodial wallet.
Yeah, I think there's probably other ways to solve these sorts of problems potentially, but you know, it is a good question. I think the Edge Wallet has had the best solution for decreasing the likelihood of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, it isn't as sort of foolproof as far as recovery as having a hosted wallet.
Right, for someone you can go to and show an ID and have them reset your password or something.
Anytime you build a foolproof system, somebody's going to build a better fool.
That's a good point. It made sense that the Chivo wallet would be custodial. The administration had to build a wallet to be functional for everyday people, the majority of whom had never even had a bank account. But it didn't sit right with Gomez. Many Bitcoin purists criticize custodial wallets as contradictory to what they see as crypto's fundamental ethos of decentralization. A famous adage in the crypto world goes, "Not your keys, not your coins."
Absolutely.
In other words, if another entity has access to your private key, you don't actually own your Bitcoin. Even though Chivo is technically a private company, it's 99% owned by a state-owned company and funded by a $150 million public trust. In effect, the government controls its citizens' keys. Gomez drafted long Twitter threads about his findings. The next day, a few days before the Chivo wallet was set to launch, the police pulled him over for what they said was a problem with his car, took him to two police stations, and confiscated his phones. Authorities announced he was being investigated for financial fraud, but Gomez was never formally arrested or even charged with a crime. Two organizations have filed a complaint with the country's attorney general, alleging Gomez's detention was arbitrary. He suspects he was targeted for speaking out against Chivo.
That's not cool.
Definitely.
But also not a surprise. Remember, this person, this Bukele, you know, for all his backwards hat, cool guy demeanor, he is a dictator, basically. I mean, he's technically elected, but there's been some things we've reported on him before. Like, he's done some sneaky things with, like, the Supreme Court there, and there's definitely, like, some serious corruption in this, you know, in this little country.
Hmm.
The Chivo wallet, though, isn't mandatory. Rest of World reached out to the authorities but has not yet heard back.
Of course not.
They don't want to comment. The Chivo wallet isn't mandatory. They can choose to use a different Bitcoin wallet, but users are incentivized with a $30 sign-up bonus, $30 worth of Bitcoin, equivalent to almost 3 days of minimum wage in El Salvador. So there's definitely an incentive for somebody to jump those hoops and get this Bitcoin wallet run by the government. More on what has happened in El Salvador, and you can share your thoughts with us as well. 603-283-61.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live, by the way, brought to you by Freedoms Phoenix. That's Freedoms with an S. Phoenix. They've got the freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty at freedomsphoenix.com. And Daily Dispatch you can sign up for and get up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedomsphoenix.com. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. Jack is in Washington State, and we'll talk more about the Bitcoin experiment in El Salvador and how it's been a bit of an ugly mess. But go ahead, Jack.
It has been. I'm going to come in kind of as a devil's advocate, and I listen a lot. I feel like we sometimes get lost in a lot of this conversation, where you can find a lot of conversations about Bitcoin online, YouTube videos, where it gets to, and I listen to you guys every single night, 7 days a week. And, you know, we get a lot of repeating of the same words, the wallet, and that, and not being mean, because I love you guys. I listen a lot. And I love Captain Kickbutt. I'm going to say butt just in case. But I feel like you go one liner or one line, and that's it for the whole show, and it gets repetitive.
One line?
I appreciate you guys.
Oh, it's all
one
in Bitcoin.
Yeah. 2.5-3 hours of it.
Yeah, we don't talk about Bitcoin as often as I think you're trying to make it out to be. I mean, we most of the time.
It's all shows there.
Recent, yeah, it has been most of the show today. It has been.
Last Friday it was too. I go to NPR to listen to NPR, and that's very gross and terrible, you know. But anyway, I still appreciate you guys. Okay.
Well, did you have anything you actually wanted to talk about?
I think ideally, the whole world is run by Bitcoin. I think that you guys have changed my mind about Ukraine and Russia. I think there is something going on there that initially I thought wasn't. I don't know. You guys make a lot of great points.
Okay. So you just wanted to criticize Bitcoin as a topic.
I try to be as nice as possible
okay.
about it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I honestly don't really care what you think about Bitcoin. you know, just straight up. To me, Bitcoin is one of the most important topics. Cryptocurrency is one of the most important topics, Jack.
I miss Badass or whatever his name is. He's way better than you, man.
Okay, have a nice night. Bitcoin, if it's not for you, then go listen to NPR. I really don't care. But Bitcoin is one of the most important topics. Cryptocurrency is one of the most important topics on the planet because it empowers the individual to escape from the fiat money system. And if you don't understand why that matters, then maybe this isn't the show for you. I don't care. It's fine. You know, you can dislike the topics if you want to. The phones are open here, and you can bring up anything you want, but he had nothing to say.
Yeah, you know what I would say in reaction to that is that we actually, this Free Talk Live, we cover a lot of different stuff.
Absolutely.
Right? If you listen on one night of the week, you're going to hear different content than the next night of the
week. There's been a lot of coverage of Russia and Ukraine, as he acknowledged.
I think there's some, you know, it's funny because I think there is some valid point in some respects that we did cover only crypto basically this whole show.
So,
and I don't think
we're not obligated to do anything else.
I don't think there's necessarily a problem with that, but I could understand it's going to turn some people off and attract other people.
I get that.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's other shows out there. You don't have to listen to Free Talk Live. If you don't understand the value of what cryptocurrency is doing and why it's important in the world, after all the times we've explained it and have made crystal clear as to why it's so critical for freedom, for human individual freedom, and primarily, besides the fact that Free Talk Live is open phones, which it is, which is why Sarah can call in and talk about allergies, or, you know, you could have called in about whatever you wanted there, but, you know, it's open phones primarily. It is ultimately the show that we want to do. You know, we bring in things to talk about, and tonight we wanted to talk about Bitcoin. We started with the same story, and from there went to, and it was, by the way, related to Russia.
And that is usually a good indicator, too, that it's a good topic when multiple people bring in the same story, more or less.
Yep. And then we ended up getting onto the St. Martin's thing, which I don't even remember how that happened, for whatever reason. It wasn't in my show prep. Oh, that was your show prep, I think.
Martin thing. Yep.
So, and then San Salvador, or El Salvador, is related to that, and it's a topic we've discussed over the last several months from time to time, and this is a follow-up on it. In fact, we haven't talked about El Salvador in any significant sense in months on this program, so it's time for a follow-up. Back to the story here, restofworld.org. Again, this is a critical experiment, what's going on there in El Salvador, and it's messed up, and we're talking about how they screwed this thing up here. In November of 2021, because it was the government mandating it, that's the short version, 2 months after the Bitcoin law came into effect, hundreds of visitors poured into San Salvador's small international airport from across the world. They were waved past the immigration check without even paying the usual $12 fee to enter the country. Although, if they wanted to pay, officers were accepting Bitcoin. It was a Bitcoin week in El Salvador, a week of conferences and events that attracted an international crowd of crypto believers and an opportunity for Bukele's administration to convince the global Bitcoin community of what the cryptocurrency could do for El Salvador and what El Salvador could do for Bitcoin. Bitcoin Beach had been transformed for the occasion. The streets were littered with food stands with big plastic signs emblazoned with the Bitcoin symbol. A DJ played techno and pop songs, including a cryptocurrency-themed version of Despacito, the lyrics being Tengo que bailar contigo hoy, I have to dance with you today, replaced with Tengo que comprar un Bitcoin hoy, I have to buy a Bitcoin today. Daggert Allison, who told Rest of World he's a property manager who dabbles in cryptocurrency in Los Angeles as a hobby, had been to Bukele's initial announcement in the Miami Bitcoin Conference. He was so enthusiastic about the Bitcoin law, he knew he had to visit El Salvador, but was concerned about safety issues in the country. Bitcoin Week was the perfect excuse to come, knowing he would be surrounded by a wave of like-minded people. But the Bitcoin Mecca didn't quite live up to his expectations. Now, keep in mind, Bitcoin Beach is the Bitcoin place of all of El Salvador. This is where the whole experiment started before it even became an official legal currency. So this should be the Mecca, right? Mm-hmm. Bitcoin Beach should be the keen of El Salvador. But it didn't quite live up to its expectations. He had tried to rent a surfboard from a stand in El Tunco with Bitcoin, and they told him they didn't accept it. He asked if they had Chivo, the official government wallet. They said yes, but they didn't know how to use it with other wallets. the functionality was hidden behind a confused array of buttons. So, yeah, you can use other wallets in El Salvador, but it doesn't sound like they've made it easy for people with the official government app to interact with them. Quote, from a Bitcoin perspective, it's amazing. It's so groundbreaking and beautiful, and in my mind, looks like perfection, he said about El Salvador. And then you come here, and you realize that on the ground, it's a different ordeal. It's a struggle, he said. Craig Tonyes, a cheerful emigre from the United States who ran a hotel, or rather a hostel, in El Zante before leaving during the pandemic, said that Bitcoin Week preparations made it seem much more catered around the cryptocurrency than it actually was. He said it had a very Potemkin Village vibe.
Oh, man.
You familiar with that reference?
No.
I know the reference. I can't explain it though.
Potemkin Village, if I recall correctly, was a sort of show village, and I believe it was in the Soviet Union, wasn't it?
Yeah. North Korea has something of that nature. Yeah.
So basically, it was like a phony village to impress people, when the reality was much different from that. Since he returned in November, he said the only people he's seen carry out transactions with Bitcoin have been tourists. The highlight of Bitcoin Week was announced with just a day's notice after all the conference panels had ended and many attendees had flown home. Swigging from bottles of Suprema and Regia beer, the remaining crowd faced a stage overlooking the Pacific coast. Late in the evening, they raised their smartphones, ready to record as fireworks exploded overhead. A man walked casually on stage, wearing a white shirt, slacks, and a backward baseball cap, and carrying a microphone. Words on the screen introduced him as El Presidente. Bukele had come to speak to the crowd. As the music died down, he addressed his audience in English. "So how's Bitcoin Week going?" he said. Bukele spoke the Bitcoin community's language, referencing Satoshi Nakamoto, the founder of Bitcoin, and sprinkling his speech with insider jargon like orange pilled, which means something good for Bitcoin. Then he made an announcement that he'd been leading up to, the creation of a new city called Bitcoin City, southern region of La Union. It's not just an idea, but it would actually be a legal municipality with a mayor and everything. Now, for those that have not heard of Bitcoin City, they say that this Bitcoin City residents would pay no income tax, no capital gains tax, no property tax, no payroll tax, and no municipal tax. They want to fund the Bitcoin City through a Bitcoin bond. And that gets very interesting as well. We won't have time to talk about it tonight, but I will put this full story over on our social media accounts for you to dig in deeper. But should give you, that gives you a little taste of just how messy things have been so far with this official government-mandated Bitcoin rollout. It's definitely going to be something to keep our eyes on, and we will definitely do that. And
good ideas don't have to be mandatory.
And if you don't like it, call in and bring up something.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for.
There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.